Hi again, this is Jennifer Herron from jenniferherron.com and Cadence Coaching. It's time for us to tackle strategy. You've now set some powerful goals. If you're still playing with your goals, no worries. You cannot get behind in this program. As always, you are right where you are supposed to be. By the end of this month, you'll have some benchmarks for your goals if you need them, and you'll have some strategies and action steps for each goal. But we're going to start with brainstorming. Brainstorming is an important part of making your strategic plan effective. It's a powerful way to generate ideas and solutions that get you to move out of a fixed mindset and consider options you maybe haven't thought about before. Brainstorming generally refers to a group process where group members offer up solutions, no holds barred. The objective is to generate as many ideas as possible, no matter how bizarre or outlandish they might be. This process acts as a catalyst for creative thinking. It's useful when you're trying to come up with new strategies for a particular goal or when you're trying to figure out what actions you need to take in order to get to the next benchmark. I find it can very quickly get you to see where you've been stuck or clinging to a particular belief that may not be true. I use the term brainstorm to refer to either group brainstorming or individual brainstorming. Once you decide to go no holds barred when you brainstorm on your own, you'll be able to spark almost as many ideas as you would brainstorming with a group. Just like when you're visioning, when you're brainstorming, you let go of your left brain limitations, put all possibilities on the table. This can also be called a brain dump. Once you've brain dumped, you can go back and sort through your ideas with a fresh perspective. If you get stuck when you're creating strategies for your goals, brainstorm. Get out your training notebook or your journal and go to town. Write down any strategies, benchmarks, actions, or habits that will help you accomplish your goals. Put it all down on paper. If you've tried things in the past and they haven't worked, brainstorm about all the alternatives, even if you've thought them impossible in the past. Write all your ideas down for each of your goals. If you get stuck, get someone to brainstorm with you. I do this all the time with my clients. A benchmark is a standard that other things can be compared to so that you can measure them against it. The word benchmark originally referred to a mark made by a surveyor on a wall or a building that was used as a reference point. For our purposes, the term will be used to describe smaller goals you'll identify as a part of your strategic plan. They'll serve as reference points and they'll inform you about how your strategy is working as you go along. It's during the strategic phase of the goal setting process now that you'll identify some benchmarks and decide if your strategies will change as you reach those benchmarks. I have a client whose long-term riding goal is to compete at Grand Prix with her 7-year-old mare. And though she's a very experienced rider, she's been working through some challenges with tension and perfectionism that have been preventing her from riding well and from building trust with her horse. She tends to set her expectations unrealistically high and then mentally beat herself up when she doesn't feel up to par every ride. At first, she decided her first benchmark would be third level by the end of the year. Then, within almost the same breath, she switched it to Pre-St. George. So her goal was to ride her mare through the Pre-St. George test with confidence, relaxation, and trust by the end of the year. Having spoken with her trainer, I knew this benchmark was not a fair or constructive one for her or her horse. I asked her to take a week to read the purpose of all the levels found at the top of every dressage test and to choose an additional benchmark. I asked her to choose one and that focuses in on the next few months and that was very close in to where she was at the time. She came back the next week having identified a new benchmark. She wanted to be able to ride through a first level test exemplifying the purpose of first level within a few months. Her trainer was as thrilled with the new benchmark as she had been exasperated with the original one. When my client shifted her focus to a really appropriate attainable benchmark, an interesting thing happened. Both she and her trainer reported that within a couple of weeks, she started having the best rides she'd ever had on her mare. She'd not changed her ultimate goal of Grand Prix and hadn't even changed her one-year benchmark. But by deciding on a benchmark that shifted her attention to what was most important for her at the time, she began to build the confidence in both herself and in her horse that had been missing before. It became a powerful reference point rather than a discouraging one. She learned how important it is for her to be strategic about her goal setting and stay present with her own development as a rider. She also learned an invaluable lesson about training horses and gained a great deal of headway toward her ultimate goal. You could apply this scenario to almost any type of goal. Think of your benchmarks as the materials for your foundation. What smaller goals lie along the way toward your big goal? What can you not skip? What do you need to put in your strategic plan that will build your confidence, your strength, or your stamina as you work towards your goals? In your training notebook or your journal, write down benchmarks for each of your goals. Remember that some goals stand alone and do not need benchmarks, and that's fine. You also may have only one or several benchmarks for a particular goal. The more incremental they are, the more opportunity you have to stand on the shoulders of each benchmark. Write them simply, but in the same format as your goals, in present or past tense with a time frame and an intention plus a measurable result. So, what is a strategic plan exactly? A strategic plan is really pretty simple. It begins with a desired result and it works backwards to the current state. Okay, it begins with the desired result and works backwards to the current state. So this is really important. Most people try to plan by starting with where they're at, their current state, and laying down a path toward the future. This can lead to a sluggish pace, to a lack of motivation, and roadblocks that come up right away in the process. Strategic planning requires you to look at the larger picture first, just like we did with the visioning. This is what you've been doing in the program so far. Now you get to zoom in and attend to the details. Now you get to think about the how, since you've already identified the what. Strategy allows you to be flexible as to the means you'll devise to reach your intended destination because you can change whatever's not working. Most of us have had the experience of giving up on a goal because the strategy we used didn't work. You're not allowed to do that here. If a strategy doesn't work, you get to try another one. Your goal is the what and your strategy is the how. A strategy is ongoing. It cannot be checked off a list. This is where I often find people are confused. I'll ask someone what her goal is and she'll say, to work out 3 days a week, or to ride my horse every day, or to stop eating cheese. These are not goals. They are strategies. If I decide my goal is to work out 3 days a week, then the first week that I'm not able to do that, and there will be one, I will likely decide that I've failed. My real goal in this scenario, probably to feel fabulous, be high energy, ride 3 horses a day, and look great in some special pair of breeches, goes entirely unidentified before I've even had a chance to get started. Mistaking strategies for goals is a surefire way to end up in a cycle of frustration. This is why New Year's resolutions tend to fail dismally. An action, on the other hand, is something that you need to do in order to accomplish your goal, and it can be checked off a list. When you check it off the list, it's done. A strategic plan outlines how you're going to accomplish your goal. It contains benchmarks or short-term goals. It contains strategies, and it contains an action plan that is constantly updated. It can change and evolve as time goes on, but it gives you a powerful framework to work with. This is a very creative process, not a linear one. Strategizing always comes after goal setting so that you have a very clear path you're trying to cut. Don't get stuck thinking there's only one way to accomplish your goal. This is where having a growth mindset comes in big time. If your health and fitness goal requires you to work out 3 days a week and that doesn't happen, look at other options. A fixed mindset might have you say, here I go again, I'm just not good at setting goals, I'll never be able to do this. A growth mindset is flexible and forward thinking. Maybe you need to switch the times of day or the days of the week. Maybe you need a workout buddy. Maybe you need to try another form of exercise that's more fun. Strategizing is about brainstorming and letting go of some of your fixed ideas about what is and is not necessary or possible. It's about looking at all the paths available and choosing the route that will work the best. If a strategy is not working, most people, instead of looking for ways to change the strategy, think they just need to work harder at it. They feel that they just don't have enough willpower or discipline or strength to accomplish their goals. This makes me crazy, so don't do it. This represents a fixed mindset. I know people who have been working on something for years, and for years they've been thinking they just need to work a little harder and have a little more willpower. If a strategy is not working for you, make the solution about creative, strategic thinking. Make things easier for yourself. Do not make it about willpower. In your training notebook or your journal, sift through all the things you brainstormed and decide which strategies and actions you're going to include in your strategic plan for each of your goals. All there is now is to get into action.